It's now time for the most delightful 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for another installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on the WSGW Morning Team Show. Fall arrives later today. There's a crisp autumn air surrounding the Great Lakes Bay region, and now it feels like football has officially arrived, doesn't it?
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously.
Ah, the best time of the year. Now, after the first 2 weeks, I suffered only one loss. Still, that's not perfect. Did I return to pure prognosticating precision last week? Well, let's go to the tape. Give me MSU over Washington, 31-28.
Third and goal. That's a long yard for Davis and a touchdown.
Give me Michigan over UConn, 55-13.
J.J. McCarthy, handoff Corum into the blue. Touchdown, Michigan.
Am I going with the Lions? Oh, no. Give me the Lions over the Commanders, 30-26.
Goff throws. It is complete to Swift. Falls down, gets back up and runs. Inside the 10. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? To the house. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. From the seat of his pants.
I don't believe it.
Hallelujah. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you sitting on the edge of your seat? Come and watch the Detroit line that no one seems to beat.
Hey, the Lions proved me right for a change. And I can't believe I'm saying this right now after just 2 weeks, but these Lions are dangerous. All right, now I have to admit, I nearly picked the Washington Huskies to win because I didn't want to underestimate Mel Tucker and his Spartans. Still, don't count these Spartans out just yet as we head into Big Ten play. And the Michigan Wolverines are finally finished playing the Class A high school portion of their schedule, and now we'll see exactly what kind of team these Wolverines really are this Saturday. So, my overall record is 10-2. Oh, I'm off to a remarkable start, I know, but now the college schedule gets difficult and the Lions are no longer pushovers. It's going to be challenging, but I'm up to the task. Here are this week's picks. The unranked Michigan State Spartans will try to forget that debacle in Washington this Saturday when they open up Big Ten play against the Minnesota Gophers this Saturday at 3:30. The Spartans are dealing with some injuries, including wide receiver Jaden Reed. However, so are the Gophers, who will be without their top receiver, Chris Autumn Bell. Yes, Minnesota's undefeated, but this is the biggest test yet, winning at Spartan Stadium. I expect MSU to play better, and they will. Give me MSU over Minnesota, 29-27. The fourth-ranked Michigan Wolverines finally play a real college football team when they begin their Big Ten title defense this Saturday at the Big House. Coverage begins at 11 a.m. on 790 News Radio WSGW. Now we're going to see how this Wolverines team is matched up with the team that's got some talent. Michigan's offense averages 55 points a game and should put up more impressive numbers. But Maryland's offense averages just under 500 yards per game, so this is the first real test for coordinator Jesse Minter's defense. Still, Michigan should roll. Give me Michigan over Maryland, 42-17. And finally, your Detroit Lions, your NFC North leading Detroit Lions, hit the road for the first time this season when they visit the Minnesota Vikings this Sunday at 1 p.m. The Lions split the season series last year, finally posting a win against Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins in 4 years. Now, the Vikes did not look good against Philly and will try to run out of the gates real fast in front of the home crowd. But these are not your father's Lions. They're exciting and can light up the scoreboard. If the Lions can make some big plays on offense and the defense gets a consistent pass rush on Cousins, this could be an upset win for the Lions. Am I going with the Lions upset? No. Give me the Vikings over the Lions, 31-28, and this is for Charlie Rude. Prove me wrong, Lions. So I've got the Spartans over Minnesota, Michigan over Maryland, and the Vikes over the Lions. And that's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.